mountain and wiped away the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quiet mud, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around the knotted root and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder, and he dragged his weird shit ass up the mountain. And tumble down the mountain to the dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs through which his path had led. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes. And he stood amidst a sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain. A thousand birds were headed for the sky. The sacred creed will be yours. And if you wait until tomorrow, the sacred creed will be yours to devour, yours to seize and to obey. Thank you.
just start off here by saying how excited we are to be here for our third time in this room. I don't know how many people were at the first two. What we're going to do here tonight, because three is sort of a magic number in the universe and everything. What we're going to do is we're going to try to start this show off right by christening it sort of with the vibration of life. Let's get the vibration of life going here. Some of you probably don't know exactly what the vibration of life is. Are there people out there that don't know what the vibration of life is? Let me just pause and tell you quickly about what the vibration of life is so we get this thing started. Everything that we see and hear is a vibration. Sound is a vibration. So the sound that's, I'm hitting this string up here, it's vibrating, causing a vibration. It's being transferred into electricity, which is vibrating the cones of those speakers and sending vibrations through the air into your ears, which is causing you great pleasure, I hope. And vibrations give you great pleasure. Now, if you start doubling those sound vibrations, you get up into the light spectrum, which is a much higher frequency of vibration. So everything is a vibration. And what we're going to do here is there's the theoretical glue or magic number of vibrations is 7 beats per second. So if Mike and I can conjure up a vibration of 7 beats per second, it should put you in tune with the universe and fill you with great energy. First, we got to get Fish to stop up here. Fish, slow down there. Floating up there in space somewhere, drifting off, letting go of the vibration of life. And then as you're floating along through space, you look down and everything is kind of black around you. And off in the distance, you see the tiniest little speck of green coming towards you. And it looks like a little dust flake. And as it gets closer, you look closer and it starts to turn into a dot. And then the dot gets closer and it starts to turn into a little circle. And then you see that it's not really round after all. It's kind of an obscure shape. And you get closer and closer and you realize that what looked small in the distance is actually huge. It's the biggest thing ever until it starts to encompass your entire field of vision. And you're looking down on it and you see this giant green landscape going beneath you. And as you look down, you see that the landscape has texture. And the texture is actually the tops of trees and grass and kind of fields going off into the distance. And you realize that swinging on the vibration of life has sent you hurtling through space until you landed in Gamehenge. Down and you land gently, kind of your feet sort of gently touch down, and you're looking, you're standing in the middle of the field at Gamehenge, and you look off in the distance and you see a big green field with a rhombus in it floating out in the distance, and a big mountain rising up in a forest, and out of the forest comes a big castle. When you look over at the mountain, you see a little guy, Colonel Forbin, and he's climbing up the mountain. And when you realize that you're in Gamehenge and you've come at a critical moment in the history of Gamehenge, Colonel Forbin is climbing up the mountain to find the spirit of the great and knowledgeable Iculus, who is the only person who can help the people of Gamehenge bring their land back to peace and tranquility. So he's climbing up, and as he climbs up, he calls on the famous mockingbird, who's going to come flying out of the sky, land on his shoulder, and then go to the castle of the evil King Wilson, steal the Helping Friendly book, bring it back to everybody, and people are going to live happily ever after. So here he comes now.